Good morning, everyone, to the November ARBOC meeting. We have quorum, so we're going to go ahead and kick off. I believe our chair is going to be here soon. I hope he'll be here for agenda point three, but I think we can get started in the meantime.
Just a quick roll call. Member Camp?
Present.
Camp present. Member Leung?
Present.
Leung present. Vice Chair Boothie?
Present.
Boothie present. Member Visser?
Present.
Visser present. And as acknowledged, Chair Holliber is not here.
Okay. General public comment.
This is an opportunity for members of the public who have concerns about matters that are not on today's agenda, but that are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the PUC ARBOC. If you have comment for general public comment, please raise your hand inside Teams and I will ensure that your line gets unmuted. And Madam Vice Chair, it appears that we have no speakers.
All right, moving right along.
We will close public comment. And then, would you like me to call agenda three? Agenda item number three is an audit update. Members of ARBOC will discuss the status of ongoing audits. This is a discussion and possible action item. We'll be taking public comment as part of the discussion. We have Hunter Wong.
Thank you, Mr. Clerk. I'd love to hear from CSA. Hi, Hunter. If you can give us an update, that'd be great.
Yeah, good morning, members of the committee. Hunter Wong with CSA. Currently, we are we're concluding our fieldwork phase and entering the reporting phase. So the main update that we have is we've received some draft observations from the audit team. At this point, we'll be reviewing those, working to finalize fieldwork, so getting any remaining fieldwork documentation from the PUC, and then we'll be drafting and then sharing our findings with the department. So we're on track to get a completed draft report around mid-December, which we'll share with both PUC and with, I believe, Member Visser is the appointed member for reviewing the report.
Great.
And that's about our updates for today, but happy to answer any questions.
No questions from me. Maybe as quick as me. the only thing I really wanted to know about was that date. We have it. Maybe this is a question for the clerk and also for CSA. Is there, like, what's the timeline and what opportunities will particularly Member Visser have to submit any feedback or, like, ask any questions?
Yeah, I can answer that one. So what we've done in the past, for the past two cycles with Member Camp, we've sent him the draft report previously, or we've sent him the draft report when we had it ready, essentially when we sent it to the department. And we are happy to take feedback anyway from Member Visser. So if that's hopping on a quick call, if that's getting written comments in the draft report, we're definitely flexible on how you want to provide us that feedback.
And just to refresh my memory, I don't get to share any information that I learned with the committee, right? At our December, like, if we had an opportunity, I wouldn't share that with the committee. Because I think I asked that question last time and I was like, I wasn't supposed to.
I want to defer to the city attorney. I believe that is the case, that you would not be able to share it, but I would want to defer to the city attorney on that. I know that we wouldn't be able to discuss it in a public meeting while our work is still not public yet.
Member Camp, do you want to comment on how it happened in the past?
Yeah, you get a draft report, and then you...
Keep it to yourself.
Well, you literally keep it to yourself, right? But... you know, the work is to, I don't know, I approach it from a perspective like, okay, you know, how can we make this understandable for someone who's never had any context for this type of work, right? And so, and that was really it, right? And sometimes you debate language that's in there, right? But it's really, I approach it from a point of view, okay, let's turn this into a document that's understandable for someone who has zero context. That's really it.
Well, and I guess I think my other question is, when it's done, given that we will probably be a disbanded committee, does it go to we had talked through that it would go through the SFPC commission and it would become a public document at that point? And we remember, I'm like, sorry, I'm having to retrace our steps from last time, but I just want to remember what it was, the process.
I believe that. The final report, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember what we talked about with that? What they, 'cause I don't know if that was part of the internal controller's report out or
so
not.
So I can share a little bit about what our normal process would be, and from my understanding, how the coordination would go with the department afterwards. But normally, when we do our reports, when we do our audit reports, in this case, we're kind of stepping into the shoes of Arbok in this case. But normally, for all of our other audit reports, they're all public issuances. So once we're done with the audit, we post it online. I imagine that in working with PUC, it will be something similar, where we will work with them to get this audit finalized, get the report finalized, and then we would publicly issue it, just like any other report, essentially. With the committee, we've been publicly issuing it, and then also it's been posted on the Arbok website.
Okay, that's helpful clarification. Thank you.
Let's go 20 seconds. I'm glad you're here. We are on the one real substantive agenda item that we
have. Oh, you already started?
We have,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. It went a little faster than I expected. Maybe I'll do a super quick summary of what you said, Hunter, and see if the chair has any additional questions. So it sounds like they're on track, concluding the fieldwork phase, entering the reporting phase. They're expecting a completed draft report around mid-December, which they'll send to member Visser, who's our appointed member, and the department around the same time. They've said they're happy to take feedback from member Visser however she would like to provide it. Member Visser had a question about how that then surfaces to the public. Like, does it go through the commission? It sounds like it's just published, it's made public once the report is final and put on Arbok and other, I think, public websites. Sorry to put you on the house. Did you have any additional questions or queries about the ongoing update?
No.
Audit, rather.
Sounds like they provided that information. So,
just the date.
Things are moving along.
Okay. I realized, Clerk, we got rid of the agenda item where we could discuss random things. Actually, I have a question for the PUC team. Maybe I'll just ask offline at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Do we have anyone who has public comment on agenda item number 3? If you're connected remotely and you have public comment you'd like to give for 3 minutes on this topic, raise your hand inside Teams. Make sure that you get unmuted. And it appears that we have no public comment. We will close public comment. So if there's nothing else, Mr. Chair, Madam Vice Chair. Okay. So the Arbok will not take any action on this agenda item, and the next agenda item is agenda item number 4 related to approval of the minutes.
I'm sorry. So you said for the audit update, the draft would be ready to mid-December, so potentially after our next and final meeting. Okay. Although I guess Arbok doesn't sunset until December 31st, so you'll have an opportunity to review that before the term expires then.
Yeah, 2-ish weeks. I think our official date is January 1. So maybe that's a point to make, that obviously the earlier member Visa can get the copy you're willing to share, the more she'll be willing to engage given the holidays and the fact that we disappear. About 2 weeks after that.
We'll definitely target getting once it passes our quality assurance processes, we'll target getting that to member Visa ASAP after that.
Okay.
Basically, all that's left on your agenda is approval of the minutes from last month, October 8th. Copy of your minutes follow the agenda in your packets. This is a discussion and potential action item. We'll be taking public comment as part of the discussion.
Okay. Any comments or suggested corrections to the minutes? I'm not seeing any.
I have none.
And I do just want to highlight that in the minutes, agenda item number 3 for the sunset date, there is a paragraph that talks about handing off the final, or sorry, the draft audit to the PUC Audit Bureau, which is stood up a few years ago.
Okay. Well, seeing none, may open this for public comment.
Do we have anyone who has public comment in the form of the minutes? You can raise your hand inside Teams if you do. And Mr. Chair, it appears that we have no public comment on the minutes.
Okay, so with that, can we take a roll call vote?
Could I get a motion and a second?
Oh, sorry, yes.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay.
Okay, on the motion offered by Member Camp and seconded by Vice Chair Vuthi on to approve the form of the minutes, Member Camp?
Aye.
Camp? Aye. Member Leong?
Aye.
Leong, aye. Vice Chair Vuthi?
Aye.
Vuthi, aye. Member Visser?
Aye.
Visser, aye. Member Holober?
Aye.
Holober, aye. Mr. Chair, it is unanimous on the form of the minutes.
Okay. Thank you. So that is approved. And now we go to adjournment. Just one brief comment before we adjourn, and that is regarding the annual report. Vice Chair Vuthi has begun working on the annual report and kind of took a first run at it. And she and I will continue to get that finalized and bring that to the December meeting for hopefully for approval on the first go. But yeah, the annual report is for the period of, I believe, fiscal year 2023-24, so going through. Although I guess we could just extend it through.
That's kind of what I
did
in the first draft. I had to be an 18-month.
I think that's fine, yeah, just because it's sort of a closing document in a sense of ARBOC activities. And just sort of summarizes what the activities were of the committee and, the audits that were done and the site tours and what was discussed at the various meetings. And I believe there's also a component that PUC staff puts together, just sort of run a report of outstanding revenue bond proceeds and what's been spent and what hasn't been spent. So we'll get that included as well and have it ready for approval the December meeting.
December 10th,
and then
be an agenda.
At some point, we'll present that to the PUC Commission, and that potentially could be after the sunset date. Discuss sort of the handoff to PUC staff. Okay. So with that, we will, any other comments from the group? Seeing none, we will adjourn. Thank you. I guess maybe we didn't necessarily have to meet today, but I think with the short timeline we had left and some of the outstanding questions, it's probably worthwhile to keep the meeting on the agenda, although very little discussed today. So hopefully not too much of an inconvenience for all of you to be here.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All
thanks,
right.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.